We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. What a weekend it was for the good, which we'll get to with the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman, Trot Jr., Cooper DeJean, and of course the Phillies keep rolling out west, but wasn't all good. The Sixers, they do what the Sixers always seem to do. We'll get to a lot of it. We'll get to all of it here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, people, everybody's not going to like you, but that's okay. Just be you.
Was that advice for me today as I tell the truth about Joel Embiid, or is
probably,
that okay?
It's probably be, to be honest, probably.
All right. Well, you know what? Shut up.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of truth serum today, bro.
Yeah, you need it. You need it. We will get to the full Eagles draft, our reaction to what the Eagles and Howie Roseman did. Obviously, the pick of Trot Jr. later in the draft, which just got everyone so, so excited. So we'll get to all the Eagles stuff coming up in a few minutes. We start, though, here with the Sixers, who yesterday laid the ultimate egg. I mean, they just did. That's a game where if they win that yesterday, we are talking about them winning this series. And with Indiana up 3-1 on the other side, we're talking about a legitimate run to the Eastern Conference Finals. This is different. This is different. Joel is different. And then the fourth quarter rolled around yesterday, and nothing was different. It was all the same. It was the same Joel Embiid I've watched for, as he said, 10 years, but at least six of them in the postseason over and over again. When the lights shine brightest, Joel Embiid shrinks. In the fourth quarter yesterday, zero baskets made in the fourth quarter as the Knicks took their lunch yesterday. They wanted it more. They played tougher.
Jalen Brunson, man.
The worst part of yesterday is the Knicks play like we all wish the Sixers do. They fight for every rebound. They fight for every loose ball. They are scrappy. Meanwhile, the Sixers just cower. Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter in this series, he's had two total rebounds in four fourth quarters. He has made three total shots, three total baskets in the fourth quarter. He's 3-for-18 shooting in the fourth quarter. He's out of gas. He's out of gas, Hugh, in the fourth quarter, and the Knicks are now up 3-1.
You know, out of gas is strong. Because, like, to me, Joe, he didn't look like he was out of gas. He looked like he just kind of he didn't know what he wanted to do. He got a little indecisive. Especially on that one shot where he had a wide open look, where it was like a bunny shot. Did he took it to the hole,
yep.
And he went to lay it up and should have dunked it. I understand probably why he didn't. He probably had a little bit of PTSD from the last time he tried to do something like that and he hurt himself. But in the playoffs and in a game of this magnitude, you got to kind of throw caution to the wind, man. You got to go out there and you got to do your thing. And it's unfortunate for him that it's been much of the same. Like, that's the unfortunate thing about it. When you talk about him, he talking about being here for 10 seasons and everything like that and, you know, not so much chastising the fans but getting on them a little bit about who wasn't there and everything like that. I mean, for a lot of Sixers fans, it's been the same thing every year. It's been the same thing every year. And the unfortunate thing about it is when I like to go see the fan reaction because I wasn't here for the process, for the most of the process. So I want to hear what the pulse of the city is. Not like I already have my own opinion about what I think, but I want to see how close to it is it, you know, with the fans. And a lot of the fans said, they echoed Joe. They were like, hey, man, this is much of the same thing. This is the same thing that we've been dealing with for years. And the thing that really got people's goat was the fact that it sounded like he was making excuses. I'm not saying he was, but when you talk about what the fans didn't do and all of this other stuff, I mean, that kind of rubs people the wrong way.
Well, it rubbed me the wrong way. I wake up today annoyed at Joel Embiid. I'm disappointed that he's not good enough and great enough to dominate fourth quarters of playoff games. I'm disappointed. He's just, I wish he was a different level of star than he actually is. We all do. I wish he was one level higher than he actually is, because that's what you need to win a championship. So I'm disappointed in his play late in the games. I understand their circumstances, the minutes, and how tired he is, and blah, blah, blah. But if you want to win a championship, you got to fight through it. And I'm disappointed in his play, but I'm annoyed at him after games, because this is a pattern of when Joel doesn't play well and the team falls apart, he makes sure to find a way to say, well, yeah, but, well, yeah, this. And yesterday's well, yeah, but wasn't a teammate. It wasn't a coach. It was actually you. Maybe not you directly, but you and your neighbor and someone else who didn't go to the game, because as what happened last Thursday happened again yesterday. You heard it early during the game. A lot of Knicks fans came down. They took over the building. I mean, listen to this. This happening in a home playoff game in Philadelphia is, I mean, it's ridiculous. Here it was yesterday. To use a word and a phrase Hugh would use, boy, that's strong. I mean, that was loud and that was strong. It took over the concourse. So after the game, Joel Embiid, in the midst of question and answer with the media, asked about that and, you know, the fact that you could hear fans cheering when he missed a free throw in the fourth quarter. Here's what he said.
You guys have always had such great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, you know, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
It's not okay, says Joel Embiid. He said Philly is considered a sports town. It pisses him off. Here's an idea. Crazy idea for me. I recognize it's annoying that there are a lot of Knicks fans there. I said that on Thursday.
Yeah.
But if Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey and all the other Sixers, you know, go out and dominate the fourth quarter, do you think we're going to hear those Knicks fans chanting?
No, because the Sixers fans are going to drown them out.
Yes.
And I look at it like this, too. I think that Joel Embiid, I understand what he's saying, and I acknowledge that it's not a good look. But at the same time, I feel like you've had a lot of Sixers fans who I remember chanting back in the day, trust the process, and all of this other stuff. And there's been too many times that I think that for Sixers fans, they felt that Joel Embiid has come up short. And yesterday was one of those days. And it also feels like when stuff like that happens, to a lot of Sixers fans, it kind of feels like you're making excuses for the way that you played down the stretch. Because, again, Joe, I go to that play, and I don't know what's on Joel's mind, and I know he's hurt, and I know he's dealing with a whole lot of different things. But when he had an opportunity to have a wide-open shot, I think it was like a minute or something left on the clock, and you decide to go in for the layup instead of poking it. You should have dunked that. And you miss it. That's what people remember. Now, and I understand probably more than anybody why you probably didn't do that, because you thought about what happened the last time you did something like that. But I will say this to that. To be in a situation like that, knowing how important this game is and for that to be on your mind, that's not what a lot of fans feel like needs to be the thought process. The thought process at that point is to try to pull out a win the best way that you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm disappointed and annoyed at Joel that he – listen, there's a way to answer that question. In fact, the head coach, Nick Nurse, listen to Nick Nurse. He's asked about the question, and, like, it's obvious. It's like it's the elephant in the room. Knicks fans took over Wells Fargo Center. We can't avoid it. Here is how Nick Nurse answered basically the same question after the game.
But the road team has –
significant about the fans here that makes it seem like a different home game? How much more difficult does it make it?
Don't put much stock in that. Right? I think we can win here or win there or win anywhere. Just got to play better.
That's the answer. That is the answer. Hey, Joel Embiid, if you're asked a question about the fans, the answer is I need to play better in the fourth quarter. I need to play better. I feel like I'm living Groundhog Day. This one's a little bit unique because the fans, and obviously it's an opponent that's only 90 minutes up north, but I've seen the same thing every year. Joel Embiid comes up short in the biggest moments. That's it. That's the story of this series. That's the story of the Sixers. That's the story of the process. Joel Embiid comes up short, and then everybody else is to blame. And now we're going to do a whole show today about fans and who should sell their tickets and who shouldn't and whose fault it is. I'm annoyed at Joel Embiid. I'm going to use a Jalen Hurts line. Keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
You choked in the fourth quarter. That's it. That's the main thing. That's the takeaway I'll have from yesterday. Hugh, you brought up the moment where he could have shot it. He went to the basket, missed the layup. The moment that sticks out to me, minute 10 to go, they're down 4. And Joel Embiid decides, for whatever reason, that he's going to guard Jalen Brunson full court. He's going to press him. He's going to guard him. The center's going to guard the point guard of the team full length of the court. All right. Let's see if he can create a play. Can he make a steal? Can he do something special? Well, no. Brunson gets the ball over half court. And then as soon as he gets over half court, Embiid just drops back. And obviously there was no communication there, Hugh, because no one was guarding Jalen Brunson.
That one too.
And then he just walked into the lane for a layup, and it's like, what am I watching here? It was so frustrating.
It was like down the stretch. Like there was a series where the Knicks came down and they shot the ball, and you're talking about second chance. Like we always talk about second chance shots. Hell, in this one series, they had fifth chance shots.
Oh my God.
Well, you know which
so
one
many.
I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they shot the ball, they missed, they got the rebound, shot it again, missed, got the rebound. They had so many different opportunities that it was just one of those things you look at and you're like, wow, down the stretch, this is what happens. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate because I still believe in this team. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough to go back up there and win a game, especially with that fan base being what it is. But I think they can get it done, man.
Yeah, my faith is crushed.
I get it. I get it. Most people's faith is crushed right now. I get it.
215-592-9494. All right, let's react to what happened yesterday. Sixers go down. They're down 3-1. The fourth quarter was a joke. They were out-rebounded 18-8. They missed their last 11 shots. I don't think they hit a shot after 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was just like Game 6 against the Celtics last year at home, where they just choked the game away down the stretch. The Knicks wanted it more. Joel was abysmal in the fourth quarter, and of course we have a takeover of Knicks fans here in Philadelphia. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Sixers laid a Sixers egg yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was a miserable day. It was way too early in the day for me to be upset.
That should have been an 8 o'clock game, so yeah, I could have went right to bed.
I spent the rest of the day just completely stewing over the whole thing. Honestly, what's hitting me today is what Daryl Morey did not do to help the Sixers team. Yep, and I know you're going to fill out your little bingo card back there, but it's true. I mean, the New York Knicks at the trade deadline made moves and put themselves in position to be here. Think about how Jalen Brunson stunk in the first few games, yet they were up 2-0. They were up 2-1, right? Like, we don't get that luxury of when Joel Embiid is not good, and I admit, he was not good in the fourth quarter. What else is there? I mean, Buddy Hield was a did-not-play coach's decision.
The fear of God from the bench yesterday.
Like, what are we doing here? So, Tobias Harris, he stinks. Not really any more I need to say about that. But Daryl Morey did absolutely nothing to help this team. We're all good with it because, we're just going to push our chips in the offseason. Next year, we're going to be into it. But no. Look, now we're all pissed off. And we let those cockroach Knicks fans take over our stadium. And I get that people are going to be annoyed with Joel Embiid today, because it sounds like excuse-making, this or that. I didn't hear a yeah, but there. I heard somebody ask him about his thoughts on Knicks fans taking over the stadium, and then I didn't hear a lie come out of his mouth. I didn't hear him blame Knicks fans or Sixers fans. I heard him just comment on what the truth of the situation was. You never see Lincoln Financial Field or Citizens Bank Park get taken over like that in the playoffs. Like, you never, ever would. It was a disgraceful showing by Sixers fans. And if we can comment on when Joel Embiid doesn't show up, he didn't show up in the fourth quarter, then I think he has a right to comment on when Sixers fans literally don't show up. The whole thing left me sick to my stomach.
Oh, no, he has a right to comment, and he has a right, and I said that. He has a right to feel the way that he feels. But at the same time, you have to understand why this fan base decided not to come to the game. It's because there's been years, from what I've read and what I've been told, of you not showing up. So they felt like – it was a lot of fans that felt like and feel like today the reason why they didn't go to the game or the reason why they didn't want to patronize the game was because they felt what was going to happen happened.
And they were right.
And they were right. Like, I've read – I'm petty. I like to read the comments. And that's every Sixers fan that's a diehard Sixers fan talked about that. Well, hell, you've let us down for so many seasons. I just didn't want to have that heartache. And I think that's how most fans felt.
I'm sorry, but the Phillies went an entire decade without even making the playoffs. And the fans showed up.
But I think the difference is this, Kyle. And I'm not saying that they're right. I'm not saying that they're right. But it feels, from what I've read and what I've witnessed myself, it feels like sometimes – that Joel Embiid is not all in, or he doesn't give maximum effort. And I'm not saying that he doesn't. I'm not saying that. But when people see that compared to when you see a Bryce Harper or you see a Brian Dawkins or somebody like that.
Even Jalen Hurts with a bad shoulder.
They don't perceive the same effort from him as they do those other guys.
I agree with you. I agree.
That's fine. But, like, we can't sit here and claim we're the best sports city in America. We're a basketball town. Forget that.
That's fine.
That's over.
But, you know, you could say that, but then I don't want to hear one person, and in front of me, and Kai already knocked off a box here. I have Joel Embiid excuse bingo, okay? Because I predict by the end of this show we're going to have bingo. Kyle hit one, Daryl Morey, right? We're going to make excuses for Joel Embiid. I'm going to read you a quote then right to the phone lines here. This is from Joel Embiid. It's from the cut we play, but I'm going to read it. Okay? The one line. It kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. Joel Embiid's performance pisses me off because he's considered one of the best players in the league. 3 for 18 in the fourth quarter. I don't want to hear best player in the league today. That's what he, in the fourth quarter in the series, he's 3 of 18 from the field. You cannot be considered a true superstar, all-time great, and play like that in the fourth quarter. That's it. So if Joel wants to say, hey, I thought Philly was a sports town, my response is, Joel, I thought you were a superstar. I thought you were one of the best players in the league. That's it. Show me. I'm tired of everyone telling me for 6 years, Joe, why is so hard on Embiid? He's one of the greatest players in the world. No, he's not. He's a regular season player. That's what he is. He's a regular season player. And until we realize this, until the Sixers realize it and put someone on the team that can help carry him, they're never winning. Regular season player. You question if this is a sports town, I'll question, are you actually a superstar? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Monday, fellas.
I mean,
what's
I
up,
guess.
Chris?
I guess. I mean, I did love the Eagles draft. We'll get to it, Chris. Oh. What's up, buddy?
A lot of good things in this town going on, but let's get to this painful issue here. Listen, we may as well just rename the Philadelphia 76ers the Philadelphia Cowboys. I mean, you know, I'm just tired of the same old, same old. You know, Embiid's like Dak, you know, great in the regular season and just gets into the playoffs and just folds up. And listen, Tin Man Embiid, you know, it's the same whine. He's just the same whiny female dog that he's always been. Mm. You know, he's just going to mope. He's going to point the finger. He's going to blame the fans. He's going to be this and that. Reality is, in crunch time, in game time, He can't rise to the occasion. You know, that game should have been one where he was Brunson. Brunson said, yo, get on my back, and he carried them. Embiid didn't. Embiid can never do that in the playoffs. He just crumbles and falls apart when they really need him, and then he just sits there and points the fingers. And it's just it's that same entitled persona attitude he's always had. It's just who he is. So, like, I can't be that mad at Embiid because – Embiid has shown us who he is. That's him. So I agree with Kyle in this regard. Daryl Morey, like, what are you doing? You're going to bring his buddy Hield, and he's been on a milk carton. I mean, he didn't even play in the game, and that was your big free agent acquisition, and, you know, now we got the most dominant team and blah, blah, blah. He stinks. He can't even – he was nowhere to be found. I mean, it's the same thing. And you know who else I'm also mad at? I'm mad at our stupid, crappy owner. Because where is he at? He doesn't care.
Well, he's down in Washington with the Commanders draft.
Exactly,
is where he is.
Exactly, Joe. But you know what he does do when he's up here? He's busy lobbying to the city to get himself a new stadium. That's what he cares about. So, like, you know, there's no heart. There's no passion. It's not the Jeff Lurie that actually legitimate cares about winning. You know, it's just, to him, it's a business. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It is a business. You want to run a business successful. But don't expect us then as the fan base
to support you through this nonsense when we've been when we keep sticking our head in the door and you keep slamming our head in the door. Finally, we smarten up and we say no.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know what it is, Chris? And well, that's a fair point. And Chris, you know what this probably was? And we appreciate the phone call.
What you got?
This was probably a perfect storm. What you, Hugh, what you're saying about all the years of expecting something and then people are kind of giving up their hope. And the fact that the team they're playing is 90 minutes north, right? Like in past years, they played the Raptors in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
In past years, they played the Celtics, which is not that far away, but it's also not, you know, a quick drive. It probably was the perfect storm of a big fan base, 90 minutes away, people not really believing. And I said on Thursday, it is annoying. Like, I don't think what Joel said is wrong. I don't want to hear it from him yesterday, though. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's the timing.
You choked yesterday.
The timing.
So how do you feel about Jalen Brunson today?
Jalen Brunson is a really good player.
Oh, okay, because he had one good game in this entire playoff series, just like Joel Embiid. And then I'll say,
The objective here is to win a championship. Joel's talked about as one of the best three or four players in the world. I don't think that of Brett Brunson. He's a good player.
I thought we were talking about him as like maybe a top five guy before this playoff series started.
Well, I don't think he's quite that good. And I don't think they're winning a title with Brunson as their best player.
The difference in the series has not been Jalen Brunson. It's not been Joel Embiid. It's been the other guys.
Are you trying to get all the bingo spots?
I am. Yeah. Because it's true. Like, some of these aren't excuses or reasons. Like, these things have happened.
And he is 3 of 18 in the fourth quarter of the series.
Yeah, but he literally went out there and played the entire second half. You know why? Because the team sucks when he's not on the court.
Do you know four guys played 40 minutes yesterday? Why can they do it? Why can they do it?
What do you mean, why can they do it?
Did Tyrese Maxey look tired in the fourth quarter?
Tyrese Maxey sucked too.
Did Brunson look tired? Did Josh Hart with 17 rebounds look tired?
Josh Hart was bad too.
I don't care how many minutes he played. That's his job.
Right, but you know why he had to? Is because the rest of the team was god-awful.
Wait, Josh Hart had to?
I'm talking about Joel Embiid.
No, I know, but four guys, this whole thing about,
Josh Hart almost fouled out.
He played a lot, but he didn't.
He was bad.
He had three blocks the fourth quarter. He's better than Joel yesterday.
And he's completely healthy.
It's his job. This is his job. Like, the excuses for Joel, it's every single year. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Jay.
Oh, my God, Julio. I swear you aggravate me to no end, man.
Go ahead, Jay. The floor is yours. Make all the excuses you want for Joel.
Excuses is facts, man, and his whining fan base, man. You taking up for it. I don't want to hear it because he told you the truth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jay. How about someone? Hold on. How about we say the truth? He's a regular season player. You hear me? I'll say it again. He's a regular season player. Ready? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it for everyone to hear. Joel Embiid is a regular season player. That's what he is, guys. Until we get it through our skulls that he's not a postseason player, we're not going to win anything. Go ahead, Jay. Defend him.
Look who we got to play with.
Oh, my God.
Did Buddy Hield play yesterday?
Buddy Hield stinks, Jay.
Buddy Hield on the back of a milk carton,
Buddy
bro.
Buddy Hield stinks, man.
His bench getting outscored 90-2 in the playoffs.
All right, hold on. I want to get all the bingo spots for you. You got the bench.
Get them all. Because the bench gave him
14 points yesterday.
The double standard for athletes in this town, man, is ridiculous. Get on Joe and all this and all that, and you don't talk about Bryce Harper, how he be choking all the damn time.
Bryce Harper has had a moment that Joel Embiid could only dream about.
Don't bring that Bryce Harper.
Jay, you're out of your mind.
I think, Jay, it's more.
Out of your mind comparing Harper to Embiid. Harper hit the Phillies into the World Series.
Yeah, I think it's the whining, though. Like I said, I'm not mad at Joel Embiid, but I understand the gripe of the Sixers fan. And they've been dealing with this. This has been a tumultuous relationship since the beginning, since the process started. And there's been times where, you know, since I've been here, Joel Embiid has not been the consistent dominant player in the playoffs. And that's a fact. This is not me trying to, you know, pile on anything. That's just a fact. There have been games where Joel Embiid looks great, and then there are games where he fades. And yesterday was a game where he faded when we needed him the most. He faded yesterday. He made some questionable decisions at the end that potentially cost him the game. I mean, and that's a fact. That's a fact. That's not, you know, and you can make the excuse that he doesn't have the supporting cast, and you would be right. But at the end of the day, when you're considered the best player on the court, you have to play like that, man. And it's not fair, but that's just how it is. You're considered the best player on the court, and sometimes life throws you curveballs. You know, you dealing with the Bell's palsy, which I get, and the one leg thing. But you got to go out there and you got to play.
Did you put that one on your bingo card, the Bell's palsy?
Oh, you're darn right.
Thought about that one.
Yeah, it's there.
No, I mean, it's a real thing.
I'm going to let that be for the next caller, though, if someone wants it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Are you annoyed at Joel? I am. Listen, I heard the same thing you guys did yesterday. A lot of Knicks fans there. That is not fun. But this is not the time or the place after you choke away a fourth quarter and play like garbage in the fourth to be talking about the fans and saying, I thought Philadelphia was a sports city. I thought you were a superstar. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls. What's hitting you after yesterday? But when we get back, can we actually get a something that makes us happy over the weekend? We'll get to some of our biggest takeaways from the Eagles draft. They got my guy Cooper DeJean and, of course, the pick of Trot Jr. All coming up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.